We are now starting the seventh perek of Shvi'is. We will start discussing a new halacha of the fruit that grow on Shvi'is. As we mentioned before, they have Kedusha, and the Kedusha gives them various dinim. So, in the course of the Mishnah, we'll learn many of the dinim that pertain to these. And one of the general thing is the concept of bi'ur. Bi'ur means that when this type of fruit has been does not remain in the field, then so there's nothing left for the animals in the field, then even the people who have stuff that they gathered from the hefker in the house, they also have to be masked what they have in the house. That's called bi'ur. So klal gadol amar l'shvi'is, a major rule that was said in Shvi'ita is kol shu ma'achal adam, anything which can be eaten by a person, or ma'achal deimi, even if it's animal food, or min ha'tzoivim, even if it's not food at all that can be used as a dye, all these have kedusha shvi'is. Now, with one more condition, it's einam miskayim ba'aretz, it's something that doesn't remain forever. So it's something that eventually is going to dry up, you know, there won't be anything left of it in the field. Therefore, yesh lo shvi'is, because this is something which is edible or usable as a dye, it has kedusha shvi'is, or dama shvi'is. If you sell it and you receive money in exchange, the money has also kedusha shvi'is. We'll see later what that halacha is, but in exchange, something has kedusha shvi'is. There's something else. The second thing, get the kedusha shvi'is. Yesh lo bi'ur, the dama bi'ur. So since it's something that does not remain forever in the ground, it's something that's going to dry up eventually. It has bi'ur, as we said before. When it dries up, there's nothing left for the animals to see in the field. Then this halacha bi'ur takes effect, and those who have this type of produce in their house have to be masked. And also the dama bi'ur, even if he doesn't have the produce himself, but he bought something with that produce, the money has the same status as the initial thing that was the initial fruit that he bought with his money, and he had to be masking the money. The Eze, what are examples of this? This is alaluf, the leaves of a leek, hasheita, a certain type of leek, which these dry up in the course of the year. Alidandana, other types of leaves, some of Persians say it's a type of mint. We see from here that mint is something which is edible. Ha'ulshin, some type of bitter leafy things, creation, agila, netrol, these are all different types of leafy vegetables which dry out in the course of the winter. Michael Behema. What are examples of animal food? Achoichim, dadan, different types of weeds, thorny plants which humans don't eat, but animals eat it. And atzoivim, it's sichi, istis, akoita. There's also different types of plants which use for dyes. So Yeshlem Shvi'is or Zemeim Shvi'is, Yeshlem Bio, Zemeim Bio. They have Kedusha Shvi'is, and the money that one exchanges them for has Kedusha Shvi'is. And also when the time comes that none of this is left in the field, one has to be masker that which he has of this in his house, and if he has the money also the same thing applies. Money goes in exchange.